You're now tapped into Go Lightly Radio with Amanda Nicole, an uplifting and informative podcast for crystal lovers, spiritual seekers, and intuitive boss babes learning to manifest abundance and fulfill their soul's purpose. We're coming together to provide modern insight into the power of crystal healing, honoring daily spiritual practice, and why aligning your chakras is more important than keeping up with the Kardashians. Here's your host and crystal bestie, Amanda Nicole.
Hey guys, welcome to Go Lightly Radio. My name is Amanda Nicole, and I am your crystal bestie. In this week's episode, we are going to discuss crystal placement within your home. So it's super easy for some people to select a crystal's place. Most do it by a feeling or a specific intention. Sometimes even the color acts as a guide to where the crystal feels it most belongs. But did you know that certain crystals for centuries have been used specifically with the intention of their whereabouts being a main focus when it comes to the flow of energy within a certain space, whether that be a home, office, etc. So crystals within the home promote positive energy. They can clear negative energy. You can enhance the vibration of or the feelings of abundance, calmness, or whatever else you are looking to experience. I actually have had clients who found us when it came time to decorating for a new home or office space. They will work with feng shui experts for this, for the very reason that we're discussing today, which is to incorporate crystals into the home for an effective way and an ancient way of promoting positive energy flow. So let's go room by room with some simple but powerful crystal selections and why you may want to consider them. So starting with the entrance of your home, I would say the most requested crystal for homes is for protection. So when you think of coming and going, having a crystal or crystals that are going to protect and provide a feeling of safety and security are key, right? So my go-to is black tourmaline. I also really like to have selenite close by as it kind of works to cleanse energy. So depending on how many people you have over, this is a good way of keeping the energy of the home balanced, right? If you don't have black tourmaline, other crystals like obsidian or hematite will work great too. In living rooms, this is where we gather, right? We connect, we have conversations. This space is meant for relaxation, but it also serves as like a really cool place to connect. And so it's also really easy to decorate with crystals in a living room because there's so many places that you can set them. Like there's coffee tables. If you have a fireplace, there'll be a mantle. There's different shelves. So personally, I like to have crystals that are warm and inviting, right? Like I think of crystals like natural citrine. I really like rose quartz, garnierite, and selenite. But I also have a lot of clear crystals as well, like lemurians. I have some quartz clusters. Because our living room is very elevated energetically. It's one of the most spiritual rooms in our house, actually. So the crystals in our living room, they do change depending on seasons and like what type of energy I'm working with personally. But that's like always a good place to start, right? And then in the kitchen, this is actually where I keep all of our largest pieces, like our display pieces. We have a buffet table and it's just covered in crystals. I think because we spend the most time in our kitchen, it really feels like the heart of our home. So the kitchen, it also serves as a place for well-being, if you really think about it, and like prosperity and abundance. So some popular crystals include like aventrine, citrine, carnelian for its fiery energy. Apatite is also another really popular one. In the bedroom, I love calming crystals. This is where all of my ahoy lives at the moment. But I also have some like Himalayan quartz, celestite, I have selenite, rose quartz, natural citrine and pyrite, just because they're like my favorite. So those have to be in our bedroom. Those two are actually in every room, I'm not gonna lie. But I recommend having like less is more in the bedroom when it comes to crystals, because you don't want to like confuse the energy. Like, you don't want conflicting energy, right? You want to keep everything light and relaxed and calm. So a lot of people ask me, like, when they come into our home and I show them like different rooms, they're surprised at how many crystals I have in my bedroom, because I talk a lot about keeping it simple. But that, you, I guess it's like, for me personally, I'm around crystals 24/7. I'm around the most intense, beautiful, like crazy, energetically vibrational crystals. And so I'm used to that. I kind of like live in that energy. So for me, I'm able to sleep with like a ton of crystals around. Think about it like this, like when we go on buying trips and like we have the crystals in our hotel rooms. I mean, there's thousands of them and I still sleep, right? It wasn't always like that, but now I'm able to. So I don't recommend it for others unless you too are like very familiar with this type of energy. But yeah, so some other suggestions would be crystals like Danbrite or Angelite, very angelic. I mentioned Celestite. There's also Scolasite, Howlite, Moonstone, Lepidolite, just any type of crystal that is like peaceful and soft and calming. I like to have them next to my bed so that I can meditate with them, or I can just kind of reach for one. Like sometimes I just can't turn my mind off, right? Like I've been go, go, go all day. And so I'll just pick up a crystal and hold it on my chest or hold it in my hand, and kind of like, it really helps to calm me down. That's one of my favorite ways of like working with crystals, for myself at least, is just to be with them, right? To like just slow down and be present. And just like thinking about it, I notice my breathing changing. So, for a child's room, I always gravitate towards calcites. So blue calcite, pink calcites, selenite is another really good crystal to have. A selenite lamp is a gorgeous baby room gift, or baby gift, I should say. Or even for like children of all ages. I mean, I have a selenite lamp in my room and I absolutely love it. Just very calming, very peaceful, very soothing. And then it's more than just a lamp, right? We sell them on the website. I think they're $34 for the, I think it's a 10-inch selenite lamp. So yeah, just anything soothing, comforting, garnierite would be my number one choice. Like if we had little ones, their rooms would just be filled with garnierite, I think, because it reminds me of my grandmother. And that's why. So for the bathroom, I would recommend quartz crystals. Crystals that come to mind are like rose quartz, clear quartz, amethyst, or you could take another route and do like blue lace agate, aquamarine, larimar. Like the water element crystals are always good. For the office, whether it's at home or if you travel to work, I love pyrite. That is my go-to for any office, doesn't matter what you do. That's just a definite. Crystals for focus, so fluorite, right? Fluorite and pyrite are probably my top two recommendations for offices. Quartz for clarity. And then you can do crystals for inspiration or motivation, or even like for more energy, right? Like vanadinite, carnelian, or whatever crystal makes you feel empowered. Bumblebee jasper is such a social stone that if you're like on the phone a lot, if you're connecting with other people, like even if it's online, having bumblebee jasper is a good option. And then if communication is something that's needed, think throat chakra crystals. They can be specific to you, but having one of those around is nice. And then if you're worried about EMF from like computers or whatever, you can do shungite or black tourmaline. You just, whatever room you're thinking, you want to take into consideration that it's safe to place crystals there. So if you have young children or pets, take that in, like think about that. if they're safe in direct light, right? Because I know a lot of people put their crystals on windowsills. If they're water safe, right? So if they get splashed, being by a sink, or if like in the bathroom after you take like a really long shower, the humidity, you just want to like think about these things. It's always better to err on the side of caution for our little crystal friends. And yeah, the crystals that I'm suggesting are just kind of get you thinking, right? These crystals aren't necessarily meant for each room specifically, nor are they limited to the rooms that I suggested. I'm just thinking energy-wise, right? When you think of the type of energy that you want to infuse into your space or your environment, it helps to narrow down specific crystals for those ideas when you get specific about what you want to feel, right? And not only do the crystals work as functional decor, but they truly shift the energy of whatever, like of wherever they are placed. So being intentional about where you place them is key. And it doesn't always have to be right or make sense to anyone else. It's what you feel that matters. And I think that's all I have for you guys today. So hopefully this inspired at least one person to kind of take inventory of their crystals and where you have them, and if that's the best place for them to be, right? And like I said, I move our crystals around all the time, doesn't matter what the room, because I don't know, I just feel like it's new energy, and it's kind of like for them, they get to like see new places and be experienced by new people. And I don't know, I'm always taking inventory of the crystals I have and where they would be most well loved. So, all right, guys, I love you, and I will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If today's episode inspired you, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and subscribe. Also, remember to follow Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and visit golightlyhealing.com to find today's show notes and anything else you might need to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep your crystals cleansed, chakras balanced, and affirmations on repeat.